Hello, and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. What's the good word? This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Now, before I head to what topic I have in store for you all today, I just want to do a little bit of housekeeping. And I want to let you know that if you want to be a guest on our show, feel free to either give us a call at 888-416-7752 or simply send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. Let us know that you want to be a guest. Let us know what you want to talk about, and we will put you on the schedule. Also, if you want to, if there's a particular topic that you are struggling with, or you're out there getting things done with all of the suggestions that we give you from a digital marketing standpoint, and you're not getting the results that you were hoping for, also, give us a call at 888-416-7752 or send us an email, info@lbmsllc.com, and we will make sure that we make that a topic of in one of our episodes. Now, last housekeeping topic before we get to today's episode content. If you have been thinking about starting a podcast, that's where something like Buzzsprout can help you. Buzzsprout is by far the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. In fact, they have already helped over 100,000 people successfully launch and promote their podcast. They will ensure that your podcast is distributed to every major podcasting platform like Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few. Not to mention, they will even provide a great-looking podcast website with awesome audio players that can easily be embedded into your own website. To start your own podcast and receive a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes, and this will help Buzzsprout know that we sent you and will support the show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast. Alrighty then. So today I want to talk to you about something that came in to our office as a suggestion, because a lot of times we discuss this thing called backlinks in our episodes, and I want to go and dive into what backlinks are, but not too deep, because a person had a specific question that I think that if I go too deep, I'm going to lose you. And I don't want to lose you. I want you to understand specifically what backlinks are and how you can get started using backlinks. Because it's really, you know, if you think about it, you know, marketing, as you know, is a puzzle, right? It's all a puzzle, and it all has its pieces. So when we talk about SEO, some marketers focus the majority of their efforts on keyword research and content creations. You know, a good amount of marketers focus their attention on that. And then while others are certainly focusing on other pieces of the content marketing, and those other pieces are things like backlinks. So here's what I want to focus on today. Since this is going to be a very basic, generic thing that I hope you guys get a lot out of it, because it's going to help you actually get an impact. in your SEO efforts when you're creating content and you're doing your keyword research. Okay. So, I've said this many times. You know, you can write a post. Perfectly optimized with good content, but unless other sources are leading people to that content, your site won't succeed. And that's why backlink strategy is important. And backlinks basically get eyes on your content and improve your website performance from a Google perspective. Okay. That's one thing that you have to understand. So first of all, let me go back to basics. Let me back up a little bit and go into basics. I'm going to assume that the gentleman who asked this question does not know what a backlink is, because basically the way he asked the question made me believe that. So excuse me if I'm going back to basics here, but I just want to make sure that he understands what it is. So what is a backlink? A backlink is an external link back to your website. It can come from another blog. It can come from a news outlet. It can come from a social media platform, anywhere else, or from anywhere else online, you know, but it has to come from an outside website. That is the key. So in other words, here's what I'm trying to get at. So you understand, from a very basic perspective, if you link, let's say, your homepage to your blog page, that's what's called an internal link. That's not a backlink. Internal links are also important when you're writing blogs, by the way. You want to link out to someone, but you also want to internalize your links too. If any of you guys have studied my blog, which is in www.lbmsllc.com, you'll see that a lot. Not when I publish my podcast on it, but you'll see it a lot when I have content on it. You'll see that I'm externally linking out, but I'm also internally linking in. So that's a very good practice that you should do. Okay. Now let's go back to the whole backlink explanation again, because there's a little bit more to it than just that. Okay. Backlinks to your site from reputable sites are the key. Okay. So it's something called it's important, because you're gonna get what's called domain authority. So if you get into domain authority, the higher the number, it scales from 1 to 100, the higher the better. So for instance, like a site like Facebook, they have a domain authority of 100. So you want backlinks from that, but there is a challenge, because a lot of times Facebook and other social media platforms have what's called no follow links. So there is there isn't a follow perspective. You can't really get followed from it. And you know what? I don't want to confuse you. I said this was going to be a basic podcast, so let me stick to that, because if we start talking about do follow and no follows, we're going to get a little bit confused. So let's just talk about domain authority. Just understand that the higher, the better. And a site like Facebook, LinkedIn, and all that, they'll have a 100 domain authority. Okay? So let's say that you and a competitor each write a blog post about the same topic. Okay? The blog posts are of, say, equal length, and again has the same topic, and both provide the same information. You know, different content, obviously, but it's the same information. You're giving quality information to your reader. That's key. And again, that's another topic, but I'm just trying to get you to understand the whole domain authority importance, okay? Let's say that your website's DA, domain authority, is, 14, and your competitor's DA is 72. Which blog post do you think has a better chance of hitting the front page? Okay, think about it. It's your competitors, because your competitor's DA has your competitor's DA, domain authority, has a ranking of 72 according to the Google gods, as we call them. Okay. So that's what's important. So let's see what's good versus bad backlinks. I'm going to try to get you some what's called good link juice, if you will. So remember, not all backlinks are created equal. the more reputable a site that links back to yours, the better for you. That's why you want to try to get backlinks from websites with better DAs than yours. That's the key. Now, I'm going to go back in a little history here. Back in the day, in the early days, when we used to do SEO, it was really easy. Okay. It was unethical SEO. If you just get backlinks from dozens of sites, just dozens and dozens of sites, even if it was irrelevant, and you would actually rank a lot quicker than someone else who wasn't doing that. But then the Google gods, as you say, as I always call them, made a change, and they started penalizing sites that had an abundance of low authority backlinks. And they started rewarding the sites that had high authority backlinks. And that way that's why, if you from back then were always practicing good SEO practices, because this is nothing new. Even if it was allowed back then, because remember, the machine learning wasn't as intelligent as it is now. Now, there's a lot of built-in AI with the search engines. So the machine learning is so incredible now. And they know, wow, this guy is getting a lot of junk links. Although he's got tons, it's a lot of junk. Oh, look at this guy. He's got really authoritative links. Let me go with him. Even though he's got less, he can have like 5 links, and you can have, 90, and he's going to win because his is authoritative. And that's the importance of doing it right. So let's assume back then, if you've been doing it right from back then, you're now killing it. And I'll share a story with you a little later. Well, actually, let me share it now. Why not? We've got time, right? I could recall there was a site that I used to manage for one of my clients, and they used to always complain that their competitor was beating them. And, the bottom line is their competitor was beating them because they were getting a lot of junk backlinks. And back then it was okay. I mean, the intelligence wasn't all that great. And I said, don't worry about it. We'll get there. We're doing the right thing. We're getting the authority links and the other. It just takes time. But they just kept getting tired and tired and tired of them beating them. Well, long story short, they did stick it out with us. Thank God. And when the search engines changed their algorithm around, they were able to see the difference of using authoritative links, although it's slower than using non-authoritative links. See, because I can see that they were getting bad links, but my client didn't care about that. All they cared about was getting the proper, getting on the first page of Google. That's all they cared about, and that's all my clients care about. So explaining this to them was so difficult because they didn't understand. But the key is that they stayed on top forever once we were able to knock out those other guys and the search engines got really smart and picked up these bad authoritative links. And now they're still there. They're still on the first page of Google. And it's amazing just by doing this. Now, you may be saying, well, Frank, how do I know where, you know, how do I know that I'm getting good backlinks? That's when you got to start using tools. And I'm going to share with you a tool that I use. And I'll have a link on the show notes for you guys to check out. It's a tool called Ubersuggest. It's by a guy named Neil Patel. This guy's like an SEO genius. I used to have other tools before. Last year and a half, I moved over to this tool because it was a lot easier to find things. They're going to give you what's called a DA report. And it's a basic DA report. It's nothing fancy, but it tells you, you know, which based on your keywords, based on your industry, where you should start getting your link juice from. And remember, the higher the better. So check out Ubersuggest. Do some keyword research, like I've always taught you that how to do. If you forgot, look at some listen to some of my old episodes. Glad I talk specifically about keyword research. Get on Ubersuggest and based on those keywords, look at where you want to get your backlinks from, and you got to take it for there. So now that you understand the basics of backlinks, because that's really the basics. That's as easy as that. That's all you need to do. The next thing that you have to do is you have to write valuable content. To start, you have to provide, say, something worth to linking to, okay? So your blog post should be in, you know, pretty in-depth and authoritative, you know? Now, length isn't really that required. And now this fluctuates every now and then. But length at this point of this episode isn't that important. But the most detailed and useful pieces of content usually come from higher word counts. That's what I've seen. But typically length isn't a problem as long as it's informative and it helps your reader. Because when they do a keyword, there's nothing more frustrating. And I'm sure you guys are with me on this. There's nothing more frustrating than searching something, landing on a page, reading something, and say, that's not what I was looking for. So you have to have this in your head when you're writing this content, or if you outsource your content writing. You know, you have to have it in your head so people will know, oh, okay, this guy is writing to me. You know, he's actually writing to me. So you know, ask that question. Does this make sense? Does this help me if I was reading this, or if I was looking for this? You know what I'm saying? So I want you guys to, when you write your thing, I want you guys to, reach out to bloggers, or other businesses in your niche. I want you to offer to write a guest post for them in exchange for a link back to your website. As long as it's an authoritative site. Remember that piece. That's key. See, content marketers always need more content. And this has the added advantage of exposing your name and work to a new audience. That's how the big boys do it. You know, if you're having trouble getting responses from people, you know, they may see you as a competitor, right? So reach out to industries that are adjacent to yours. For, you know, like, let's say a SaaS marketing firm, you know, may not publish, say, a guest post from another SaaS marketer. You know, they probably won't. But say a market, a restaurant marketing firm, they may be interested in a SaaS marketer. You know, something like that. It's a long game here. It's something that when you reach out to these other marketing firms, and it depends on your niche. I'm talking marketing because I'm in the marketing niche. But let's change the game. Let's say you're an attorney and you're a relatively small attorney compared to the higher brand attorneys. If you are an attorney, you may want to, you know, write an article or have someone write an article for you and have them reach out to those bigger attorneys that have a blog with a higher authority to them and say, hey, you know, I wrote this article. I would love for you to post it on your blog and link back to us. That's it. In exchange, I'll do the same for you. You just never know. That stuff like that works. And that's why I was giving you example of SaaS, S-A-A-S, marketing firm. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're pretty popular. If you're in the marketing niche, you would know who I'm talking about. So I decided to switch it up a little bit. And it's the same thing with dental practices who want to blog and get content out there, et cetera, et cetera. You just want to look for people within your niche with a higher authority, you know, using UberSuggest, that has a higher authority that you want to post a link on their blog. That's all you want. That's the goal for this. Okay. Now you want to become a reporter's source. Have you ever wondered where reporters and journalists find all the experts that they quote in their articles? You ever did that? So you ever heard of Harrow Help a Reporter Out? They use this thing called Help a Reporter Out, Harrow. To become a source for writers, create a source account on the Harrow's website. Then you can choose the industries where you have expertise. You know, it's like, for instance, an attorney, like we talked about, a dental, like we talked about, anything like that. So if you're a journalist or a blogger, use your quote and you know, get a juicy backlink from that. And that's a good way of doing it. That's how a lot of reporters do it. And that's a ninja trick of how you can do it. And if you need help with this, you know, just let us know. We're very familiar with Harrow. We do that all the time for our clients and for ourselves, of course, but mainly for our clients. Let's see more on backlinks. So you may have, say, backlink potential that you don't even know about. Okay. And that's what we have to be leery about. So a search for your brand could look like, you know, mycompany-mycompany.com-facebook.com. You know, if you want to do a search for your brand, you can do a string, and you can see where you've been mentioned on some backlinks yourself. So you may have these things that you don't even know about. So just do that search and you do that string. Do, you know, my company. So let's say Local Business Marketing Solutions, right? Dash, and this is all in the URL thing, dash LBMSLLC.com. That's my thing. And then you do dash Facebook.com, dash say Pinterest.com, dash Twitter.com, dash Instagram.com. So if that search returns thousands of results, click tools under the search bar, then click anytime to the left and filter by date. Okay. Start with the past month. Check the results for unlinked mentions. So that's another ninja trick of seeing how many times you're being mentioned. Okay. So again, when you do my company, so remember, it's my company, that's your company, with your company URL, then you do dash Facebook, you know, Pinterest, or whatever the social media platforms that you're mostly in. If your search results, if your search returns thousands of results, you want to click tools under the search bar. Then you want to click anytime to the left and filter by date. Okay. So you want to start with the past month, check the results, and for any unlinked mentions. So when you have those unlinked mentions, you want to be linked to them. And you have to understand that if you find any, you want to send a quick email to that webmaster or whoever the contact person is and say, you know, that you want to link because you have some unlinked mentions. Okay, so that's another ninja trick that I do. And of course, you want to check the domain authority. Don't forget that. All right, so now if you want to stay on top, before I move on to the next topic, if you want to stay on top of your future mentions, because this is going to happen often, okay, especially as you get more popularity, you want to set up what's called a Google alert, and I'll put a link on the show notes so you can see where you can get Google alerts. You want to set up a Google alert, and every time your brand gets mentioned, you will be able to then you'll be able to then see if that person has a high domain authority. And you want to send them I want to get, you know, a link to your website. It's another ninja trick, okay? This is all ways of getting quality backlinks to your website. And this is just, like I said, backlink basics, okay? That's it. This is what we do on a daily basis for us, but really for our clients, okay? So just understand that there are dozens of strategies that you can use to increase your backlinks. These are just a few that just to get you started, because these are what I call backlink basics, okay? So once you've started along with this process, you can start using more advanced backlink strategies that I'll probably show you in a future episode, or if you can just call into the office and we can, you know, discuss specifically your backlink needs. Now, some of these things could be done for free and some could become real cumbersome, but you may have to invest in some helpful technology. Like for instance, like in Uber suggests, there's a free version, but the paid version does a lot more than the free version. But the free version is good to get started, get your feet wet and all that kind of stuff. Like if you want to become a reporter going into the Harrow, you know, the help a reporter out thing, you know, again, there's free and there's also paid. So you have to understand, maybe you want to start with this process and then later on, go with it. So let me recap real quick, because backlinks is, I love it, but it could be very confusing for a person who's not doing it all the time. So understand that domain authority is everything. As long as you get a backlink from someone who has a high domain authority, you're good to go. Okay, just remember that. Number two is you want to find out from Uber Suggest which are the high domain authority sites based on your keyword research. When you use that tool or any tool to do keyword research, find out what are the websites that have high authority with those keywords. You want to reach out to them and say, hey, I would love a backlink to your site. I wrote this article. I would love a backlink. You know, and you want to do this consistently. Another ninja trick is you want to become a reporter and get a, you know, start seeing find places where you can write articles, you know, from the Harrow. That's a very important thing. And find mentions where you've been mentioned, but you don't have a link to yourself. And I gave you the string of how to do that. And last but not least, you want to put yourself on Google Alert. So you're always on alert of mentions of your business, because you want to reach out to the people who are mentioning your business to get a backlink. I hope you guys got a lot out of this. I know it's a very confusing topic. Again, reach out to us in the office at any time. If you need any help with any of this, any suggestions that you have that you're struggling with, reach out to us. We're always available, 888-416-7752. Or send us an email, info@lbmsllc.com. That's it for this episode, folks. I hope you had a great time. And have a great rest of your day. Take care. And bye for now. Until next time. Peace out, everyone.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.